Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is that's on your mind is on our program, so that's what we do. We've been talking about, in honor of the guy who won $326 million, which is the largest lottery payout ever. It actually, technically, that's not the payout because he took one lump sum because he's 80. And it was $197 million and change, of which after the tax was taken, it was $137 million or something. So, poor guy. But if you think about it, that's basically about, you know, what, a third is a lump sum. But right. I guess you don't take it over, you know, over your lifetime if you're 80.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly motivation to live to 200. All right, so let's finish up our notion of what people would do with relatively modest a mere $10 million lottery payout as opposed to $100 million. And it sounds like the difference is with a lot of money that people would become much more altruistic. They would find important causes to them and do some serious kind of some work there. But you can do those without $100 million. You can do it with $100. You can do it probably with $10. So don't stop yourself from doing it, because there is that sense of elation. There is that sense of being connected and generosity and really, you know, sort of doing meaningful work. So don't let yourself sort of think, well, if it's only $10, you know, what's the point? The point is it's $10 more than they would have without you. All right, so what else we got?
Jerry says I'd pay off all of my family's houses and buy everyone a new car with any large winnings. Other than that, donate to some good causes and travel. Sean says, I kind of like this. Sean just says, live and give some more.
There you go. I do have the feeling that Sean, maybe his version of living may be having to do with rock bands and vacation houses all over the world, but maybe not. Who knows? Just have a sense of that.
Anna says $1 million will make a huge difference in my life and the life of my loved ones. It will even deeper improve the quality of life for all. Anything above that will just go into the foundation for something for the greater good. And then she puts in parentheses, I have to think exactly what as of yet. But my guess is $100 million will just do more good.
Well, you have to figure out exactly what to do with it. You know, I was just thinking about it, that if I won the lottery, would I pay off my daughter's mortgage? I don't know. I'd probably ask her, because I think there is some value in sort of budget. I don't know what I would probably talk with her about it. And she said, when she's around me, someday this will all be mine. Well, half of it will all be hers. The other half goes to the foundation. So,
Lisa says, with $10 million, make sure my parents had a comfortable, safe home for the rest of their lives. Provide funding to my nieces and nephews to educate and train themselves in their chosen way. I'd open a pet rescue education rehab facility and start a fund that aids other rescues and animal advocacy groups, especially groups that work towards educating people on proper animal care, along with helping lower-income people and families feed and care for their pets. I'd also provide funding to individuals and groups to prosecute animal neglectors and abusers. $100 million, similar thing, but on a much greater scale. Oh, and the pet facility would be my home.
You may have to buy out some of your neighbor sugar plum. not positive about that, but it seems like a possibility. There's actually something on the internet today with a diagram of a dog showing where to pet an animal, which I thought was pretty interesting. Like, most of us would probably figure that out, but nevertheless.
Stephanie says, I would do exactly what I'm doing now, working, but I'd be self-employed. I would travel the world on a much larger scale, pay for my kids' university. She says their current RESP university fund won't quite cover 100% now and give to meaningful charities, but on a much larger scale.
Okay. Yeah,
Abby just says, wow, I would take care of my family and friends first, pay off all of our kids' college loans, get new cars. And she says 200,000 miles is way too much on each car we own. I agree. Then donate to my favorite charities.
But we don't know what those charities are. Okay,
she listed them, actually.
Okay.
She says CCFA, Parkinson's, Heart Association, Mental Health, Cancer Society, and the list goes on and on.
There we go.
Just a couple more here. Marge says, I've thought about this question for many years. My answer is different now that I'm a bit older. I'm in my 30s. She says, in my 30s, I would have paid off my friends' mortgages and bought them new cars and quit my job. Now I'm in a me-first state of mind. Since since Social Security doesn't pay as much as I would like, with $10 million, I would save and invest half, then buy two homes, one warm climate and one cold, and a good solid car. With $100 million, I would travel extensively and drive a very nice car. I would make sure secretly that my cousins, I have no siblings or children, and good friends would be taken care of, albeit frugally and logically. There's a beautiful grand piano in there somewhere, too. With any remaining, I would give to the preservation of land and care for animals in both the U.S. and Canada, and the charity by Tom Jackson in CD that helps people in need.
There you go.
And then one final one here. Tom says, I don't think I would change much. Maybe a few more creature comforts, but overall, the peace of mind over financial issues would be the best perk.
Assuming again and you guys all sound fairly sensible, although I am somewhat alarmed with how many of you are in debt. But I guess that's kind of the way of the world these days. But that we know that people historically most people who win the lottery are broke within 5 years, and quite often in worse situations than they were when they started. So either you guys are much more sensible than the average bear, or I don't know. I don't know. Listen, it would be wonderful if one of you folks actually ends up winning the lottery. You have to buy a ticket. Again, that's one of the requirements. But to actually see what would happen. I mean, the problem for me is that I really wouldn't change very much in my life. I would obviously give away more. But I've had a problem figuring out how to structure the foundation I have, because I've had all these ideas about what to do with the money in it, and basically they were not, for one reason or another, just not very workable. And I don't really want to run the foundation. I want to do what I do. And so it has to be something, and I really don't want to pay an administrator at this moment, because that just takes money away from the foundation. So, I'm a great believer, as you hear, in giving money away. I think not only for the beneficiary, but it just makes you feel terrific, and it makes you feel like you're sort of mistress or master of your own destiny to just be able to help out somebody that you want to help out. But you can do that without winning a lottery. You just have to be a little more frugal in your daily life, so that, again, if you buy a coffee at a coffee shop, God forbid Starbucks, every day, so pick a week where you take coffee in from the house, or you buy inexpensive coffee, or you don't drink coffee for that week, and take that money and put it in the bank. And within a very short period of time, you'll have a significant amount of money. Okay, it's not going to be $10 million. And probably not $100 million, but it'll be something. And decide that some of these things that you would do that make you feel generous, and that your time on this earth made a huge impact, you can do for yourself. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Marlene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How may I help?
I am been out of the house for 3 years, and my husband has bipolar. His sister called me, and I jumped to this of getting a petition for a public guardian for him. And I don't know if I should have done that, and then I also started the divorce. So I'm kind of like feeling guilty about putting in for the guardianship for him.
All right. Well, explain to me exactly what the guardianship entails.
Just all I know is that the petition is for a public guardian because all three of our children fight, and none of them want to be guardian over him, and I surely didn't want to, so I thought that was the best way to go.
What does that entail? The state appoint
yes.
someone?
Yes,
and
yes.
And they would be guardian in what ways? They would make medical decisions, financial decisions, housing decisions?
Yes, yes.
Would the family have, do your children know that you've done this?
Yes, they do, because I had to fill out paperwork and I had to send them the paperwork notifying them.
All right, so they had to sign off on it as well. And so all three of them did.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the bipolar. How old is your husband?
He's 65. The most recent thing that has happened is he took off in his Jeep, went down to Detroit. He got arrested from Wayne State University Police. They took his Jeep. He had a large amount of marijuana on him because he believes that is the better way to go than to take his medication for the bipolar.
So what was he arrested for? Traffic violation?
I think that he was like stopped in the road and he was lost. He didn't know where he was going, and so I think they just pulled him over for that. And then they found the marijuana.
So did he have a lot of marijuana with him?
I really don't know how much he had on him.
So was he jailed or was he?
Yeah.
Okay, for how long?
I believe just overnight. My nephew went down and picked him up the next morning.
Is he going to have to go to trial or not?
They went on Monday and they couldn't find any of the paperwork down at the courthouse. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So he may not go to court.
Right. And then the next day after that happened, the Detroit thing, he took off in his car, went down to Ohio, and went into a church, and there was a church service. They called the police. They didn't arrest him then. They just called his sister. She ran down there and picked him up with my son. And they dropped him off at a psychiatric hospital that he had been in before. And he checked himself out on Christmas Eve night.
Well, it sounds like there may be something else going on than bipolarity. I mean, this sounds a little nuttier than that. Does he know anybody in Ohio? Was he a member of that church?
No. He told his sister that he was following the white car.
Yeah, this sounds much more like schizophrenic behavior than bipolarity.
Yeah.
And the good thing about, is he dangerous? Has he ever had any violent episodes? Okay. Is he dangerous to himself, do you think?
Not as far as what the court told me was danger means suicidal.
Yes.
Or
yeah,
try
exactly.
to kill himself. Yeah, try to
right.
hurt himself.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not that.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me you need to probably talk with a lawyer about what your responsibilities are at this moment, because if you're still married to him, you may have responsibilities. So getting either being divorced or having somebody else appointed may be a really important thing to do for a whole lot of levels, because you may, depending on where it happens and where you live, you may be responsible for example, if he
right,
crashes a
right.
car or something. Yeah, so you need, one of the things I would do is to talk with a lawyer. it seems to me that having a guardian at this moment, a public guardian, at least ensures a better diagnosis. Because it sounds to me that there's something else going on here. And this is not necessarily, I mean, there can certainly be grandiosity involved in bipolarity, in the manic phase. But it sounds to me, when he says he's following the white car, that sounds to be much more characteristic of a schizophrenic episode than a manic episode.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the advantage about having a public guardian is hopefully they'll get a better diagnosis. So, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to stop being involved with him.
Okay.
And presumably, yeah, I mean, I think what I would do in your particular, as I said, I would talk with a lawyer, number one, because you need to know what your legal rights are and your legal responsibilities. And given the fact you're still married to him, they may be a lot more intense than you think they are, number one. Number two, because you have a public guardian doesn't mean that you have to wash your hands of him. Presumably, if you knew that you didn't have primary responsibility for him, that you might be able to visit him or talk with him or not view him as somebody to be avoided at all costs because you would have less responsibility. So it may, in fact, especially if you can find a way of continuing to be involved with him, because presumably this isn't behavior over which he has much control. It's kind of scary.
It's out of his, I mean, he's always been very, pay his bills and all
that. Well, that's good,
For him to do something like this, it's just been, he just went manic.
It sounds like there may be something else going on here. But I think the way to deal with your guilt is to sort of say, look, if someone else has primary legal responsibility for him, then I can afford to be his friend as opposed to being the one who's in charge. Well, and you can even explain that to him and to yourself and to the public guardian, that you're not washing your hands of him. You just can't take legal responsibility because there's no way of controlling him. And taking responsibility when you have no authority is a scary proposition. I also would encourage whomever is responsible, the public guardian, whomever, to look for a diagnosis that fits his behavior better than a manic episode.
He's going to criminal lawyer, the guy that is going to be assigned to him if he does, because we're going to go to trial on the second. He has got to get evaluated, and they're giving him a lawyer.
Good. Good, because I think we need a much better evaluation than you've got now. And then let me come back and let's talk about the issue about divorce and finances in just a minute. Right? Let me put you on hold. Sure. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
True, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Marlene, who is in a predicament that is not completely unfamiliar in that she was married. How long were you married, Marlene?
47 years.
Yeah, to a man who... Was this a recent development, or has he always had psychological issues?
I would say in the last 7 years, probably they got, you know, yes, they got worse.
Significantly worse, yeah.
And to the extent...
He's drinking as well?
He was. I don't know if he is now.
Yeah. To the extent that she left 3 years ago and is now wrestling with... the responsibility. She's got three kids who really don't feel they want to take responsibility for dad, that Marlene feels that she can't. So she's dealing with the aspect of getting a public guardian for him. And I said, well, you know, if that allows you to be more involved with him because you don't have the responsibility, that may be a good thing. I think washing your hands of him completely is probably not going to make you feel very good about yourself, especially after 47 years. But feeling like here's someone who can take responsibility, who does have the authority, so I can be his friend. And I do think you, as I mentioned, you need to talk with a lawyer about what the ramifications are of being continuing to be married to him and perhaps not being married to him, or at least finding out. I don't know whether legal separation will take care of it, but that's a legal question that you really need to inquire about, because there may be some...
I have started divorce.
Okay. Well, but again, finding out what happens in the interim is, you know, what's protective of you so that you don't bear financial responsibility for him. But again, I think to offset the notion of, well, after 47 years, this isn't something he's doing on purpose, I just can't deal with it, is understand that if you've got somebody who's got the responsibility and the authority to deal with him, that may allow you to be more involved with him rather than less, on a more comfortable, humane basis. In terms of the divorce, I think that that's, you need to find out what how long things are going to take, whether or not he needs to be compliant with it. What are the ramifications in the meantime should something happen? I don't know what kind of assets the two of you have together. I don't know whether those assets are going to impact whether or not he can get, for example, public assistance or whether he can have a public guardian. So there, I think you need somebody who's pretty sophisticated about the law and about the economics and also exactly what a public guardian entails, not only from his point of view, but from your point of view and the kids as well. But it does sound that rather than feeling guilty about it, if you have no control, and the idea is that he is so out of control right now that you love him and you're sympathetic with it, but you can't deal with him. I mean, somebody who wanders into a church or is not taking his medication because he's decided marijuana is healthy or something is and again, it does sound to me that there is some question about the diagnosis. And if he's using other pharmaceuticals, or alcohol, or I mean, certainly marijuana is not exactly what's recommended for any kind of depressive situation. So there's a lot, there's a lot going on here, and you know that in terms of the pharmaceutical part, getting a public guardian probably makes some sense. Getting a better diagnosis makes some sense. He may need to be hospitalized to at least figure out what's going on with him, and there may even be some detox involved. In terms of legalities,
That's what I was hoping when with the marijuana case. I thought, oh my God, they're going to get him into a detox, you know. And then they get down there to the courthouse and can't find. I mean, and they took his $18,000 Jeep, and he's mad at me right now because of this petition, and so he hasn't been calling me at all. So I don't know what. You know,
well, you can explain to him that, you know, that you just don't know how to take responsibility for it, and that you plan, you're not going to abandon him, that you still love him, that, but he does need, he needs a better diagnosis. He needs, and part of it depends on whether other substance he was using and the fact that they lost. I mean, marijuana has been decriminalized in many states right now, and I don't know what the situation is, and it depends on how much you have. But you don't need to be his lawyer. You don't even need to be his advocate. All you need to do is reassure him that you plan to stay involved with him, but that you can't take responsibility for him because he's behaving in a way that he can't take responsibility for himself. And how could you possibly do it? You can't take responsibility when you have no authority, when you don't know what he's doing. You can't keep him from doing things. He's not on his meds. And he's doing things that are just completely unpredictable and unwise and unsafe and probably illegal. And therefore, it's not that you don't care about him, and it's not that you're angry with him, but that he needs some help that you can't provide.
Well, thank you for that, because I was just so torn with this.
I hear. But, I mean, then you can explain it to him that I do love you. And, you know, it may be worthwhile to talk with a lawyer, because part of it may be the 1-2 punch of both the public guardian and the divorce. And it may be that if you can protect yourself legally so that you're not responsible for his debts, for example, let's say you have a legal separation or that he's, I don't know, that means whether he has to be declared incompetent or not, but talk with a lawyer, because it may be that if you can
I am in contact with the lawyer that I'm using for the divorce. So.
Well, ask the lawyer, is there a way of protecting you without actually divorcing him? Because it may work better for both of you, and it may assuage your guilt a bit to say, look, I'm the private, you know, the public guardian is to take responsibility. I'm willing to stay married to you as long as if it doesn't have any terrifying financial responsibilities attached to it. And you can talk with your lawyer about it, because it may be worthwhile to have, for example, a legal separation.
Yeah.
So that, because that the 1-2 punch of both a public guardian and divorcing him is going to make him feel that you don't care about him anymore.
Right.
And it sounds like that's not the case. So if you can be protected, if there's some way that your lawyer can protect you, in the same, again, a legal separation may do it. So that, again, it varies from state to state. It's going to vary from country to country. But in some states, if you have a legal separation, it says that I'm no longer responsible for that person's debt. In some states, right. It doesn't make any difference. If you're married, you're married. So talk with a lawyer about it. Because it, you know, for your own sense of comfort and for his sense that he's not being abandoned, which may make him much more willing to receive some help, to say, look, I'm getting the public guardian because I can't be responsible for your behavior, but I'm not going to divorce you. May work better for you and for him, but find out what the level of protection is and what you need to do about it. Because, and even if your lawyer says no, the only way to protect yourself is to in fact divorce him, which isn't going to be instantaneous anyway. So you need to find out what happens in the interim. But if there's some way of protecting yourself and still staying married to him, it may be worthwhile to do that. If you can't, you still need some protection in the interim, because a divorce isn't instantaneous. And saying to him, look, I'm divorcing you because I don't want to be hauled into court for damages when you run into a car, but I will stay involved with you. You know, I still love you. I will, you know, when things are stabilized, I may even be willing to live with you or whatever it is that you're willing to do. So he has a sense that he's not being abandoned, and you have the sense that you're not abandoning him.
Okay.
But find out from your lawyer, because I think that's really germane to it. The issue about the public guardian seems to be pretty straightforward. Of all the issues, that seems to be the most straightforward, because that public guardian is going to have better access to care, better access to control, better access to a diagnosis than you're going to have. And it sounds like the kids can't do it, you can't do it, his sister can't do it, his nephew can't do it. So that seems to me, if not a no-brainer, at least a straightforward way of dealing with the problem. The issue of divorce seems to me much cloudier. And you need to figure out how you can be protected and still, if you can, convince him that you're still on his side and that you're not blaming him, you're not holding him responsible per se, and that you're still willing to stay involved with him.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck. I know. And, you know, this is not a unique case. There have been, you know, I get asked the question, there are variations on it. One, for example, that a spouse has Alzheimer's. And one of the things that I sort of evolved early on in my career, because I was getting a lot of questions about it, and the person, you know, they don't want to completely abandon the person, but they, you know, they want to have a life that's separate from them, and sometimes people fall in love and whatever. And I've said one of the possibilities is to divorce them and adopt them so that you have a become their legal guardian, so that you have a legal connection to them, that you have some responsibilities and some options about dealing with the legalities of their life, but you're no longer married to somebody who essentially isn't there anymore. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we had an email we're going to do in just a minute, but I thought I would tell you about two news stories that seem to me semi-ridiculous. First of all, pizza and beer are going to be gluten-free.
What does that mean? What does that mean, folks?
Yeah.
This is junk food. And, you know, all these people with gluten, I think it's one of those made-up things. I really do. I really do. All right. Never mind. And apparently, the only I have a friend who I think actually may be one of the few people that actually does have some kind of allergy. And she's been, you know, for like 15 years. And I don't even think they called it gluten. I think she had a wheat allergy, which, of course, is gluten is what you're... And her food is just awful. It has no taste to it whatsoever. So what can I tell you? I think if you're going to eat pizza, which no one has ever said was health food, maybe you can just knock yourself out and have a little gluten. And yes, it will make you fat. But it's not the gluten that's making you fat. It's the pizza and the beer. All right. This is the other. Manny got a chuckle out of this one. Why do married men pretend to be single online?
Gee, well, I wonder.
Let me get back to you about that. There are probably a whole lot of psychological reasons. Are you kidding me? And the article is just as dumb. It says, well, early childhood abuse or neglect. Are you kidding? They're cheats. And they're either deciding to kind of have a fantasy life online and never actually meet the person, or they're scum. I mean, there's nothing – that's not an okay thing to do. It's not okay to do to the person that you're picking up online,
right,
whose heart you're going to break. It's not okay to do to your spouse because you're cheating. Mm-hmm. You're a creep. So why do married men pretend to be single online? Because they're creeps. Right? Do we need anything more than that?
I think it's pretty clear cut and dry.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And, you know, do women do it? Probably, but much less. And they said, the first line in the article says, well, for sex, like, duh. I'm not even sure it's sex. I think it's a fantasy life. You know. Let's see who I can attract. But it's a creepy thing to do.
And in other breaking news, beer has alcohol in it.
Really? So gluten is the real problem, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, if you just take the head off, you take the foam off, then clearly it's... Folks, pay attention. This is... And I told you, this is a national... This is great. This is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Certainly health food. And National Dress Up Your Pet Day in pastrami. The whole thing is ridiculous. All right, tell me about the email, because that has to do... We were talking earlier about whether people believed in UFOs and if they'd had experience with UFOs.
Yeah, we got an email from Lucretia in New Hampshire. She says, I saw a UFO back in December of 1969 that had landed in a field in Mexico, maybe two city blocks away from the highway leading to Nogales, Mexico, and Arizona.
Had we been doing peyote or tequila? No, never mind. Keep going. Suspicion.
My mother, sitting in the back seat of the car, saw it first and tapped me on the shoulder and pointed to have me look out of my right passenger window. The UFO looked just like the movies. Oval shape, gangplank down, very bright lights flashing, and about six or so human-looking, thin, tall-looking people in pairs walking around the desert.
Well, now, wait a minute. So she not only saw the UFO, she saw the alien life forces, forms, whatever. Wow.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
It's like, what, 46 years ago?
Yeah, jeez, 1969.
Louise. Yeah.
Yeah, a little over 45, because December 1969, so a little over 45
years
ago.
Okay, 45 years ago. Wow.
She continues on. Then all of a sudden they ran to the UFO up the plank, door went up, and the UFO went right up into the sky. I was there just with my mouth hanging open watching the whole thing, which happened so quickly. I did not have the presence of mind to grab my camera and take a photo so it would be documented. My mother has seen another UFO while driving home from Tucson, Arizona. I do not talk about it because people usually make fun of me, and ask what I was drinking, etc.
I already did that, yeah. Put me in that category.
But I was happy to learn on one program about UFOs that there are enough normal people out there that have seen them, that they must be out there. Didn't one president see a UFO, too, while flying on Air Force One? Reagan, perhaps? I called a program once on WOSO 1030 AM in Puerto Rico's English-speaking radio station where your program is heard, and was very, very nervous, so that is why I'm emailing you.
Oh, well, you're always allowed to call the program, but that's okay. Right. I mean, it's an interesting story. You're right. There have been an awful lot of people citing it, and there's the Roswell, New Mexico story, which supposedly the government has covered up you know, that people actually land here. I don't know. It's an interesting notion.
Yeah.
But, if it happened today, you feel like everybody would have their smartphone out taking pictures.
Oh, it'd be on YouTube. It'd be on Twitter. It'd be on, some people probably put it on Instagram. I mean, the way social media is, we would definitely know right away.
So the explanations have always been either swamp gas, whatever that means, or tests of different aircrafts that the Air Force is doing covertly.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know what else. But they do seem to happen in more in desert communities than others.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Well, there we go. I mean, it does sound. I mean, she and her mom both saw them.
I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm.
But I mean, you know what my thoughts are. I just feel like I need to see it in order to like truly believe it.
Or at least see it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, and there are, I mean, I'm trying to remember something, that they're like fireworks or that they're, I mean, the fireworks these days have gotten so sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're happy faces and they're hearts and they're things that look like globes, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think fireworks are a very good explanation, to be quite honest. But I'm not sure what are. You know, now with all these drones around.
Yeah,
you
know,
as drones get more sophisticated, I think there's probably going to be more sightings. I'm trying to decide whether or not to indulge in one of the radio-controlled things from Radio Shack, you know, that you can just sort of fly around. I figure I'm such a klutz that that all I'll do is hit somebody in the head and probably get sued and they'll be unhappy with me. But they're such fun. Every time I go there, I just sort of and Toys R Us, they have them too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll let me play with them. They really do take a certain amount of skill, which probably eludes me, a certain amount of coordination, which I'm sure would elude me, but they do seem like fun. I don't know. You're not tempted, huh?
I'd be hesitant.
You hit somebody in the head?
Yeah, that's probably my biggest concern.
Well, I tell you what, if I get one, I'll just blame you if I hit somebody in the head. Manny did it.
That'll work.
All right, well, if you see a UFO, make sure you send me a picture, put it on the website. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.